that's where we need to start. And based on that, we can come up now with a better objectives for the short term, for the medium term, and for the long term. I think that's where we start. I have other ideas, but at this point, I think we could probably hold up. I haven't seen that information, but it would assume to me wherever you try to get somebody to justify an activity, that a costing exercise of some form needs to be done. Whether it needs to be done or not, I think we can only tell maybe after we met once more, two or three more times. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments or suggestions on that? Leslie?
I'd support Vika's comments. I mean, I guess in my mind, I have a revisiting some of the work that's already been done in this area. And I know there were some working groups, the fee apportionment working group and the budget working group, and I've just looked them up on the new website, but I'm not clear on the timelines for those, but I remember they were quite a lengthy thing, and it would be useful maybe perhaps to have a presentation from somebody from that group if they're still around, because I'm sure the documented papers probably only just cover the top of the iceberg for those discussions. Then I think it would be really helpful for us as a group to visit the financial information that I know has already been presented to us, but to get our heads around that and to understand it and maybe to test it with the help of the new financial controller. And then obviously there's something about what models do you want to use to share out that cost if that is indeed where we're going. There are alternatives, of course, so the cost may reduce, or you could do a domain name tax, etc., etc. There are a number of different ways, I'm sure.
Domain name tax. That's always a good one.
I'm not suggesting that by any stretch of the imagination, mind you.
This is a closed working group for right now, right? Oh. Peter, did you have a comment?
Yes, I would definitely echo Vika's suggestion, which reminded me of something as well. Can we recycle that survey that we did last year? I think that holds some very valuable elements that we could use in the discussion. Yes. I can't remember under which working group it was done.
Yeah, it was the SOP, yes. Any other suggestions? Comments? Well, I think definitely going forward, I mean, the first place to start is uncovering all that information. So what I heard was there's at least a couple of working groups, and I'm not familiar with them, but at least a couple of work. Okay. And from somewhere between Kevin, the current CFO, and the new controller. So that's just about to happen, right? For those, I think everybody knows, but basically Kevin, the current CFO, is stepping down now, and he's in the handoff stage to a brand new controller. So we'll be no doubt working with them. Actually, just a point of clarification, I meant to ask it, but is he a CFO? No. Are they going to bring a CFO in?
Maybe that's something to ask to if Akram is able to make it. I think the intention is to appoint a interim CFO. Akram will be the interim CFO, but that's as much as I know, and that will happen during this meeting because Kevin will step down during this meeting.
So what I heard here is a historical perspective. We'll find all the artifacts of previous discussions, which I think is absolutely critical. If there are any people left from those artifacts of previous discussions, that would be even better if we could have some kind of a presentation or forum with them going forward to get the color of whatever the discussion or outputs was, in addition just to the black and white letter on the page. We'll get a presentation from whoever from ICANN who can walk us through where they are right now, because they've done a fair amount of work, and I know this from the SOP, and those on the SOP would know this, they have done a fair amount of work in trying to do cost allocations and different views, and you know, certainly I think part of that exercise was to sharpen the view on what cost associated with the CC community was, has been, or is. So there's a bunch of work done on that, and that goes to, I think, goes to your point. Now, whether it's accurate, whether we 100% believe it, I mean, the minute you get into those kinds of discussions, it becomes to a great degree discussions about allocations. And when you go through the number of line items that we're talking about, allocation differences of percentages, nothing significant in any one, but by the time you get to the bottom, it can be pretty material. So, I mean, that's the one concern about doing a deep dive there. So maybe we'll get there, but we'll at least let them give us a presentation on what they think at this point, their state of the nation. Leslie raised the point about different models, and I think that's going to be a key part of what we do, probably in the sort of medium to longer term. What are the models available to us? You know, can we find consensus at least on a model? And there are certainly going to be a number available to us. So that will be another key part of the work effort going forward.
Byron, as far as I remember, say one of, as Leslie noted, one of the working group was the budget apportionment working group. And they did a survey and they played around with different models as well at the time. And we're talking about far less numbers because that was at the time of, I think it was Wellington. Yeah. So that's 2004. And say the current guidelines are based on the exercises of that working group. So, and I know the survey results are somewhere available, so I'll check if I can find them.
So the current suggested tiering model or strata model was the outcome of that? Is that what you're saying? Okay. And everybody's familiar with the, at least the notional model that's in place right now that's tied to a set of bands based on the number of domains that a given CC has. So, I mean, it's loosely followed when you look at the material, but that essentially is the model that's out there right now. One band, there's a general payment range, another band, etc. So that effectively is what's in place right now, though, like I say, if you actually look at the detail, it's pretty loosely followed. But that's where we're at right now. So that would be one of the potential models. And then, of course, we will recycle a survey, which did talk about specifically, and that's about a year ago now, was actual research by CC into what the various CCs believe to be ICANN's priorities. So it is an interesting take that gives, instead of just anecdotal, but at least somewhat statistically significant research and feedback on what do we as a community actually say collectively are our relative priorities. And that should hopefully inform us on are we spending it in the right place or not. Peter?
Myron, as you probably know, some of the central members still strongly feel that they shouldn't be paying anything for ICANN, full stop. So when we already talk about models, that we might need to put a caveat there, because once you start talking about models, you already start from an assumption that everybody would be contributing somehow. One of the things that comes back in every discussion, even with those that say we don't want to have anything to do with it, ICANN, they can hardly deny that they have something to do with IANA. So it might be interesting, and I'm not sure on how accurate the latest information is we have on that, but to ask already for some details on the total IANA cost and the cost that they attribute to CCTLDs, just to make sure that when we come at that point in discussion, we have the information already and we're not stalled for a couple of months because we lack the detail.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I would, in a sense, say in a range of models, that would be one model at one end of the range, but you're absolutely right that not paying is an option and one of the, quote, models available. I think there is fairly, as I recall, reasonably good information about the cost of IANA, so I take your point, and we should be able to get to that in fairly short order.
I just want to seek for clarification. I don't know when the survey was made, and somebody's mentioning 2004. which is pretty old, and the domain name system has evolved, and a lot of CCTL is coming up, and some are still controlled by government of their countries. So I don't know whether it will be possible to update, as a starting point, update the survey, the last survey, that could give us some baseline or starting point information enough for some of us that may be saying, oh, we don't have anything to do with ICANN, we only deal with IANA. So probably update that, and it would give us a better view of where we go to. Because if we start talking about model of our location, then it means that we have all accepted that we're going to be part of ICANN. Thank you.
Okay. Just to clarify, I think there was two. There was the working group from 2004, which certainly predates me, that you were referring to. The survey that I was referring to was done by the SOP working group, and that, if memory serves, was in the spring of 2009, was when the results came out. So they're relatively current.
Sorry, please. Were they on the same subject?
Pardon me?
The 2004 and that of 2009, are they the same? Were they looking at the same thing?
No. The 2009 survey was strictly looking at, based on the strategic plan, what did you as an individual CC operator think were the most critical, important, highest priority items? And that's really what it was looking at. Leslie?
Yeah, just to be clear, when I was suggesting options, that also included an option of some people not wanting to pay anything at all, or not wishing to play in this game, or not being able to afford to, which is also possible.
Yes, and just to be clear, I certainly appreciate that, and when I say models, there's nothing off the table. And that's my starting point here, is while we don't need to necessarily recycle everything that's gone before us, we should certainly learn from it and inform ourselves from it, but that doesn't mean we don't have a wide open palette from which to draw upon. Absolutely. Any other comments or suggestions as we go forward? So I believe Kevin and presumably Akram are going to be here any moment now. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are we saying here that we'll take the former server, that's 2004, and that 2009, we make presentation on what the outcome of the surveys were. Are we concluding on that? That we're going to look back on the survey result to, you know, build on whatever other processes that we need to put in place to move forward the working group. What I'm saying is this: the basis for working group to ride on, will it be based on the 2004 survey or 2009 survey? And if we're going to combine the two, I think it will be important that we have presentation on both and see what the outcomes were. Then it will help us to.
Okay, definitely the goal was not to base any of the work that we will do here in this working group on those documents per se. I think we need to review them, to have them, so that every member here can review them and see what came out of them, and that will help inform the work going forward. But it is certainly not, our work here in this group is not to be based on them in any way. Strictly informational, primarily to get everybody up to a common understanding of what has gone on before, and perhaps a common understanding of what are the key issues. But a lot of work has been done already, so let's make it available to us, and then we can start having a discussion built upon that. Any other feedback? Okay, well, now ad-libbing it. I think, you know, having been the chair of the SOP, I have had the benefit of working with Kevin quite a bit and getting a sense of their progress in terms of their financial reporting. And even in the slightly less than 2 years that the SOP has been around, there's been a definite improvement in the actual financial reporting, and it does provide a pretty reasonable breakdown. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean we agree with all of the assumptions that underpin the allocations, but at least we have a pretty clear picture on what ICANN believes to be the case. I think that's fair to say. Is there anybody else in the SOP? Well, there's a couple SOP members here. I'll take their silence as consent. So we do also have a pretty good, take on that. And we'll get Kevin to present, or the new controller to present, and give us all a better sense of that. Although I think, do we have, Gabby, are you able to access those? Are they here now, do you know? Where's Bart looking for them? Is he roaming the halls looking for them? Okay. Okay. So perhaps while we wait, one of the things that I was going to talk about after they were here, but since they're not here, I'll bring it up, is just in terms of the actual logistics. I mean, we have a working group here that clearly comes from many different regions. So we'll get back to that, but I'll leave it with you in that how do we communicate effectively? Yeah. Wait a second.
Yeah, we're still trying to get Google back on. It might be he's not available, but then again, we need to deal with Juan on the finance bit as well.
Okay. So, Kevin, are you staying with us here?
Sure.
And do we expect Akram?
I'm in Texas.
Okay. Well, we'll give them. No. I know we look the same to some degree, but we're not. Sure. Okay, so maybe just to begin with, this is the finance working group, and our task here is to look at the financial contributions issue fundamentally. But I'd also like to introduce Juan to the group, because Juan is the new controller of ICANN, who's basically going to be stepping into Kevin's shoes. And for a group like this, probably the primary liaison, I would think, into ICANN, at least as it pertains to any of the financial items. So one of the things we were just talking about was the ability to get clear line of sight on expenses relative to the community and ICANN's ability to report specifically on what's allocated against us, etc. So maybe I could just, in the interim, while we see if Akram's going to join us, get you to talk about your perspective on how you see the relationship of this working group with ICANN, and particularly the finance department.
Thank you, Byron, and thank you to everyone that's here. As Byron mentioned, my name is Juan Ojeda, and I'm the new controller for ICANN. And I guess, first of all, thank you for inviting me to participate. And I sincerely look forward to working with the group and the leadership and each and every one of you. Muchas gracias por la oportunidad de atender aquí a su junta. Mi nombre es Juan Ojeda. Soy el nuevo controller para ICANN. Y estoy agradecido a la confianza que me tienen y me han tenido en mí. Y estoy emocionado por trabajar con todos uno de ustedes. Espero muchas cosas positivas en el futuro. Gracias. Thank you. Maybe sometimes my English sounds like Spanish.
Okay. Well, and the next introduction, Akran.
Yes.
My name is Byron Holland, and I've just been elected chair of the Finance Working Group. So this is the Finance Working Group's inaugural meeting. And our primary job here is to look at the financial contributions issue and ICANN spending against the CC communities, that general topic. And I know it's a topic of significant interest to certainly our group and from time to time other groups. So this is our first meeting, and we have been just talking about financial reporting, allocations, that type of thing. It's just one issue for that we'll be looking at as we move through our work here. And one of the elements that we want to just get a sense of is to put you on the spot in what your first ICANN meeting. It's not even officially started yet, but to get a sense of ICANN's take on what how they would like to work with this group, what you think productive outcomes would be, and just your sense of it.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to everyone. I'm, like you said, new to the process and to ICANN, and I'm still trying to figure out who does what and how and all of that. My understanding is that, like you said, the Finance Committee is looking into contributions and how this contribution is being spent and all the different issues that you have. And I'm actually looking at that, at the whole aspect of finance as the team sees with a fresh set of eyes. I come from industry, which means I come from corporations that are for profit, and my experience is more with organizations that look to run very lean and with as little cost as possible and maximize profitability. And I'm looking at the finances from this aspect as well. Is we provide services? How can I provide these services for the least amount possible? And then how can I provide more services with the funds that I have? And so that's really where my look at things. I don't think it's much different from what you would do in a corporation that is actually for profit, except that in this environment you really do a budget and you stick to it, versus in a more industry you would actually do you would spend what you need to get more revenue and more profit. So that's really the difference between the two. Now the source of funding and the spend are not necessarily similar. But I think that a lot of the common processes should be followed. So one of the things that we're working with the team on is to actually try to understand what is the core spend of ICANN, which means, in my view, is it doesn't matter whether you're taking on special projects or, this is what it's going to take to run ICANN. And that, for me, is what I would say in a standard organization where I typically operated before is the core spending is always what you need to operate regardless of P&Ls, regardless of product lines. Every organization has either multiple product lines and the core, or divisions and the core, or business units and the core, and so every organization operates that way, is that you have a skeleton that you cannot just
you're going to need to finance somehow in order for you to be able to support all these other divisions and business lines that you want to create. And so that's what we're trying to look at, the cost accounting in that fashion, so that everybody's clear that, you know, if I kill this program, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to cut this much out of the project, but out of the entire company, but it gets to a point when you look at the core expenses, it provides a lot of insight to everybody on how efficient can you do additional projects. And that's what organizations like, grown-up organizations kind of tend to organize themselves, is that I'm kind of set up so that I can do a lot more with very little additional cost as I add more to do. Instead of smaller organizations, we kind of tend to do a lot less and try to do the minimum amount possible to do what they can. So these are the two kind of different perspectives, and they're more related to size than actually what you do. So I don't know if that answers your question about my ideas on the finance aspects of things. But
actually, I think it gives a remarkable amount of flavor on your perspective. I think it's interesting to note how often you indicated that ICANN should be a service-based organization, which is, and others have been around here longer than I. It's certainly not a phrase that I've heard a lot associated with it. And with being a service-based organization, that conveys quite a bit. And is that something that's your particular perspective, or do you feel flavor?
I feel like the staff is a service organization. So the staff services a lot of the constituents for the constituents to do their work, so that they get policies up to the board, and the board actually can execute on the policy. So when I'm talking about service, I'm not talking about the entire ICANN. I'm talking about the staff more precisely. Is that it is a service organization. They don't do a product, but they actually do provide a service. And that's my perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling yet. I don't have the lingo quite right with everything that's actually used in ICANN
May I add something maybe for Akram's understanding and for Juan as well? This is a CCNSO working group, but even on this working group, I think there are non-CCTLD managers or non-members of the CCNSO. So it's trying to work a bit on behalf of the whole CCTLD community. So some of the services that you were talking to about are CCNSO related, and some of the, say, members of this working group, because they're not members of the CCNSO and therefore not of the whole ICANN environment, but they still in a way deal with ICANN and pay ICANN financial contributions out of support of the model. Maybe that's one of the major reasons. And the basic thing is they want to have IANA function run. So that was more the understanding. So I think Lisa is a very good example. She's from Denmark. That is a non-CCTLD it's a CCTLD manager. It's a non-CCNSO member. Mm-hmm. So, just to clarify, what is the group you're talking to?
Mm-hmm. And I would be more than happy to take any questions, that are more specific than just in general.
So, I was going to ask, are there any questions?
I think it helps what Akram has explained, is the direction that ICANN in terms of operations is trying to head towards. Like probably I said before you guys joined us, we're talking about how to approach the work, and the most important thing that came out was the issue of understanding what it takes ICANN to render a particular service. I'm not hinting at any detailed costing exercise, but the important thing is for us it's a justification to whether to a CCTLD manager who is a member or not a member of the CCNSO, to understand that, okay, ICANN renders this particular service. CCTLDs, for example, are very clear about a particular service that ICANN renders through IANA. because of the root zone therapies that IANA manages. It therefore, I think, maybe speaking for me personally and the CCTLD that I represent with ZA South Africa, is important to understand what it costs ICANN to render that service to me, you know. And then in itself, then it tells me that I should, if and when I contribute to ICANN, then contribute at least that amount or more. But from what you say, forget the lingo, the sound of what you say sounds promising, but we'll be keen on seeing the outcome of that.
So, you know, I want to be clear also on what I said, is that, you know, first, we're actually doing some changes in our systems that hopefully will help us to be able to generate reports within the, I'd say, by the end of the fiscal year. Well, by the end of the fiscal year, we're moving to a new system that will allow us financially to do more cost analysis and do more relationship of the finances from revenue versus actually spend and all of that. More readily, without actually going through spreadsheets and kind of manual information. So that should help us be more transparent and be able to answer questions on a more expedited way. Now, having said that, I think that you know, what I would like to cautious everyone is that, you know, when I say the core spend, is that basically the skeleton of ICANN, that means basically that includes the IANA function, but that also includes, you know, the cost of HR, the cost of finance, because these are the things that you're going to have to spend no matter what you do, just to have an organization that can scale to the kind of projects that we do. Once you identify this, then from the different constituents that are contributing to the spend of ICANN, they have to look at it also from the perspective that it's not only the exact service that ICANN spends on them that is important and relevant, but also because the internet is a one global internet, in order for organization or a CCTLD, for example, to operate with other CCTLDs or other, you know, or the rest of the internet has to be healthy and has to be operating well and has to be unified. So it's not only the spend that it's like you're investing in your ecosystem much more than you're investing in a service that's returned to you only, right? Now, you know, at the end of the day, I think that the communities keep slapping me on the hand that, you know, you're not investing, it's actually the end user who's investing. So I keep forgetting about that. But it is true that it's actually the end user or the internet user is the one who's contributing to ICANN, because they want to have this internet, to have this information that's available worldwide across all the corners of the world, that they can tap into and reach out to from wherever they are in the world. So having said that, I think that we need to think a little bit more globally when we think of the job of ICANN, instead of just focused on, you know, IANA or what policies have you supported me on this particular subject or that particular subject. And that's what I caution everybody to look at.
Leslie, you had your hand up.
Thank you. Welcome. Another new ICANN person for this meeting, so it's good. I just wanted to make some general points. So, like many things with ICANN, there's a lot of history here, and you'll have that repeatedly told to you over the time. And given that you're an ops man as well as a financial person, you'll see things with pound signs or dollar signs, yeah. And I guess my experience of this area is that it's more about a political issue than it is about money often, or it's more political than it is about technical. And it's worth remembering that, because certainly many CCs do ICANN's role in their own territories. Yeah, so we make huge investment in policy development and infrastructure for our bit, and the only bit we really need ICANN for, some people say, is just for the IANA function, and that's all we need from ICANN. The G's need a lot of the rest, and that's an extreme view, but that is a view that many people hold. And so if you look at the how much CCs cost versus how much CCs contribute, you might say, well, you owe me a check for an awful lot more money. But I think it's much more political than that. And I would say it's an area to tread cautiously on, because I think ICANN needs CC's political support now, as it always has done. And it's important that we find that right balance. The other thing I was going to say before anyone else says is that CC contributions have gone up by 150% in recent years. So there has been considerable movement, and it's worth acknowledging that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the advice and the frankness of the conversation. And I agree. I have a lot to learn about politics. I find myself a lot of times thinking, yes, I can do this, and starting to put things together and how I'm going to do them, and then I'm like, well, wait a minute, I can't do it. I have to kind of get all of these things, all of the constituents to agree and to get through the emotions of ICANN before I execute on something, and that's part of the learning. But I do think that it's also important that we do that process, because unlike industry, where we run as fast as possible to come out with something, because time to market is the most important thing. In the policy making, it's important to come up with something that's well baked instead of first out. So I'm starting to learn more and more about how to be patient and how to take my time and think things through and work with everybody and then get consensus, because at the end of the day, I have more people supporting any initiative versus not supporting it. So I appreciate that. And what I would like to add here is that not only is it our role to just go push for more contribution from the CCTLD, I think that it is also our role to help the CCTLD and figure out how we can bring more services or more value from ICANN to the CCTLD. So I'm not looking at it only from, my expectations or what we need from you guys, but I also, what is it that you can see us do better, or what do you see us could help you do your job more efficiently or better? If there is something that we can do, we should also put that on the table as well. So.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? One of the things that we had been actually just talking about is some of the information that we're going to have to get access to in order for us to move forward in our job. And part of that is around the financial reporting. We've seen some expense area grouping reporting previously. There's certainly been a good evolution. We have some people joining us via teleconference, so... Yeah. So one of the things that we would like to get, or that we talked about requiring, is some financial reporting, ideally as clear in terms of the CC world as possible. And we, Kevin had done a lot of work around the EAG, or at least getting a sense of what does ICANN consider the expense associated with CCs to be. Needless to say, I think there's some discussion to be had about if it's appropriate or not. But nonetheless, can we get that from you? I guess it's from over the... And we can converse offline to nail down the logistics, but we would like a presentation or some kind of dialogue around what you see the lay of the land as right now.
As of right now, it's in terms of reporting, it's definitely continuing status quo. The reports that you're receiving from an EAG perspective, we'll still continue doing that as has been done. As Akram mentioned earlier, we're in the middle or in the beginning stages of implementing a new financial systems report. In conjunction with that, we're going to revisit, we're going to look at the different ways in which we report information, be able to leverage as much as possible on the systems and the software applications that we'll be installing. So at that point, I foresee us revisiting how we report the information with the end game in mind of still providing all the SOs and ACs, obviously including the CCNSO, all the information, relevant information on an accurate and timely basis.
Okay, just being cognizant and respectful of everybody's time, it is 4 o'clock right now, so just in wrapping up this portion, and I promise the next will be very short, do we have any further questions for our ICANN colleagues here? No? Okay, well, thank you very much. It's good to meet you live.
Can I just add one more point? That I think, oh, I can speak up, but I, this is a really important group, and I know we're working through the reporting thing, but I think to answer your question specifically, I'd recommend, and often you get your call, that you send the request on what you're looking for, mm-hmm. and then we'll assess on how it's going to fit in.
Yeah, so I think it's important that you look at the current reporting, provide us with what you need for, if there are any changes or anything else you need, or more clear breakup or something like that that you'd like to see, that would help us not only. I mean, we might not be able to give it to you immediately, but at the minimum, it might help us as we set up the new processes and the new financial system to take that into account as we do it, so that we don't have to do things manually or revise things to be able to meet your needs. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us in our inaugural meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck, and hopefully it would be a good relationship, and we work together to get everybody satisfied. So, thank you.
Absolutely.